Welcome to CICK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CICK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CICK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CICK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam Territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com, or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio. In July of 2022, a village on Graham Island in Haida Gwaii was renamed to the ancestral Dajin Geeds. It's been a year of big change for the residents of Dajin Geeds, and the most recent mayoral race reflects that time for change. Lisa Pinot, who was a councillor for the village of Queen Charlotte, was elected mayor of Dajin Geeds to beat out incumbent Chris Olson by only 5 votes. This little village harnesses a lot of power. And with a shift in new mayor and council, I caught up with Mayor Pinot to congratulate her and talk to her about how she can best serve the people of Dajin Geeds. Let's listen to that interview now.
I am Lisa Pinot, the newly elected mayor of Dajin Geeds in British Columbia, Canada.
Great. And have you lived in Dajin Geeds your whole life? And if not, where are you from originally?
I was born and raised in Queen Charlotte, and we recently changed our name to Dajin Geeds, but I have not moved locations.
Okay, great. Speaking about the name change, Queen Charlotte and Dajin Geeds, this year the community made the monumental change to return to an ancestral name from the previous Queen Charlotte. So what does that tell you about the way that your community is growing and changing?
Our community is assimilated with the First Nations community here because we live so close together. And as you know, the majority of my family that lives here on Haida Gwaii is Haida. So I think it reflects the Haida Aboriginal title case. That is in the works. It reflects our respect for the Haida people. And trying to be good neighbors, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Mayor Pinot, what are your top priorities or on your list for your community in this term as mayor, as new mayor?
First would be housing. We have a huge housing shortage here. Local people cannot find places to rent or even afford places to buy. The average worker would be hard-pressed to pay the prices of the houses that we've had the COVID surge that most communities have had. And then next would be wastewater, sewer. We need to have a sewer treatment solution in place, a plan in place in the next, well, we should have had it in a few years ago, but we need to work on a solution for that. And then I would say roads, trying to upgrade our roads and improve accessibility to unused properties within our community, which would help with the housing issue.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are kind of specific, I don't necessarily want to call them problems, but specific challenges to your community when as mayor and, you know, like you said, with infrastructure? But is there anything that you feel like is very specific to Haida Gwaii?
Well, we are so remote. We are the most northwestern part of Canada. And, you know, there's a huge cost that comes with that our local residents bear the cost for medical treatment, any of those kind of services that are not readily available on island. It becomes an out-of-pocket expense for our community members to go and get those services. Things cost more, freight costs more, there's a price to pay for living in paradise, that's for sure.
That's funny. So Mayor Olson, who was mayor just prior to you, he seemed to be very well-liked, and I've done a few interviews with him. But what do you think What do you think was the reason that you were voted in for mayor this year?
I think the community was just wanting a change. There was three of us that ran for the position of mayor. Leslie Johnson was the other person that ran, a woman. And she had previously been on council, and all of us would have been great candidates, but I'm happy to have the position. I'm happy to be doing the work for the community. I don't take the role lightly. The trust that the community has placed in me really does have a resonance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you describe Dodging Geeds for people who have never been to Haida Gwaii and they've never visited? How would you describe it to someone who's never been there?
Well, we are an archipelago on the northwest part of Canada. It's a group of small communities that are all really interconnected because likely of our remoteness. So Dodging Geeds is on Graham Island, southern part. Heading north would be Skidigit, then Tillel, Miller Creek, Port Clements, Masset. Coastal communities, just beautiful. We have, you know, the advantage of low population, so it's not it doesn't feel very densely populated. And the wilderness, the outdoors that we have is I don't think that you would find a more beautiful place in Canada.
Mm-hmm. I mean, having been there myself, I'm totally hooked. And mm-hmm. I think I was there for 9 days, and it was like, well, that was silly. I should be here for 99 days.
It's a really interesting place because only part of the islands was hit by the ice age. It's a scientist's mecca. It's just every time we turn around, there's another discovery about Haida Gwaii that makes it so unique.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so is there anything else that you want people to know about this term as mayor or plans with council this year that I didn't ask about?
Well, right now for our council, we're working on an orientation and building a solid foundation, and the same with staff. So in moving forward, in a small community where you have 900 people, having really well-trained council actually has a lot of reverb in the community, because those people will likely live here for long periods of time, and their information will be a source for the community for a really long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mayor Pinot, congratulations, first off, and thank you so much for speaking with me today. I really appreciate you taking the time, and for our listeners to get to know the new mayor of Dodging Geeds.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.